Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyeven covering, for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno bunts between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreno for the out. Tavares moves to third. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. and Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 0 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and picks off Moreno. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blyevan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball towards right. Parker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Parker. Cromartie moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreno bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Ed Ott. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and picks off Alexander. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Nicosia now catching. Enrique Romo now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Scott steals second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Garner reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler pinch hits for Enrique Romo. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Garner moves to third. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Frank Tavares. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garner scores. It's Expos, 2, Pirates, 2. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Dale Barra now playing third base. Phil Garner now playing shortstop. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Spear, who tags Stargell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson is hit by the pitch. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tekulva fires over to first and Stargell drops the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Dawson moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 4 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Tekulva covering, for the out. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barra juggles the ball. That's an error on Barra. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Tony Perez. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tekulva fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Carter interferes with Barra, who is awarded first base. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Kent Tech Ulva. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.